Well, it feels weird, but the Kannapolis Cannonballers had a Tuesday off. Yes, the first ever time the Kannapolis Cannonballers played on a Monday evening on July 4th, falling to the Carolina Mudcats by a score of 4-3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. After a Tuesday off, the Ballers are back in action here for Game 2 of the six-game set against the Carolina Mudcats. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast here on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. Dan Helody here, as always, bringing you all the action as Tommy Summer gets us going here at 7:03 p.m. First pitch is right down Broadway to Henry Mendez for strike one. Tommy Summer starting on the bump for the Ballers today. First pitch, 7:03, 83 degrees, first pitch forecast. 0-1 is just outside to Henry Mendez. Count now 1-1 on the Mudcats leadoff batter. Ballers back in action after dropping Monday night's game to look to even up the series tonight with the Mudcats out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. 1-1, grounded up the middle. Summer makes the play on the mound. He'll underhand flip it over to first base in time for out number one. It's a 1-3 ground out for Henry Mendez, the right fielder in the Mudcats order, the leadoff batter. That'll send it now to Jackson Chorio, the center fielder. Tommy Summer on the bump, had the week off last week, 3-5 with a 3.03 ERA, making his first start of the month of July. Was named the June 5-star Transmission and Total Auto Care Star of the Month after a stellar month of June. First pitch to Chorio is an off-speed pitch in the dirt, but he swings and misses. 0-1 is your count. Summer again, 3-5 with a 3.03 ERA, 6'4", 220-pound lefty from Carmel, Indiana. Roundabout capital of the world by Chorio. Straight back. We'll do it again now at 0-2. Summer making his 14th appearance out of the year, 13th start of 2022. He's tallied wins in each of his last two of his last three, including two victories on the road. 0-2 is tapped foul by Chorio. Another one will come at 0-2. Summer looking to win his third consecutive game. He's picked up wins in each of his last two starts. First against the Down East Wood Ducks and against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Got a tough matchup tonight, though, is the Carolina Mudcats out of the Brewers organization with a loaded roster full of young talent. 0-2, fastball up and away on Chorio. Count will move 1-2. Lineup tonight for the manager in the Carolina Mudcats in Victor Estevez and Carolina. It will go Mendez. Chorio's at the plate. 1-2 grounded to third. West Kath backhands it, makes the play, fires to first in time. Four out number two. It's a 5-3 ground out. Four out number two. Jackson Chorio is your second casualty of the top of the first inning. That'll send it down to Jefferson Caro, the catcher. Caro, the catcher, bats third. Hedbert Perez, the left fielder, bats fourth in the cleanup spot. Eduardo Garcia, shortstop, will bat fifth. Batting sixth is the DH, Jose Cibrian. Batting seventh is the third baseman, Gene Carmona. First pitch, big swing and a miss to Jefferson Caro from Tommy Summer. 0-1 is your count. Batting eighth is Jeremy Vargas, the second baseman. And batting ninth is Luis Silva, the first baseman, tonight on a Pride Night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-1, big swing and a miss from Caro. We'll move it now to an 0-2 count. Summer is racking up strikeouts this year in each and every single one of his starts except for one. He's tallied at least six punchouts, including a season high of eight last time out. 0-2, grounder to shortstop Wilbur Sanchez with a routine play. He'll sidearm at the first in time. Four out number three. 1-2-3 inning for the Carolina Mudcats on offense. Three ground outs. Ends matters here in the top of the first inning. Quick break. We'll head to the bottom of the first in Kannapolis. Ballers and Mudcats going at it. Second time this week. Quick break. We'll be right. Wilbur Sanchez will lead things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the first inning. He'll take the first pitch of the bottom of the first inning in there. 0-1 from the righty Jefferson Figueroa on the bump for the Carolina Mudcats. No score here at Atrium Health Ballpark as Sanchez cuts on the 0-1, lifts it in the air, shallow right field, trailing towards the line. It will be caught out there by Mendez for out number one. Already two pitches and already one out. It's a F9 in the book for Wilbur Sanchez. Your first out. That'll send the third baseman, Wes Kath, to the plate. Jefferson Figueroa, starting arm for the Mudcats tonight. 6 foot, 180-pound righty, 21 years of age from Barquisimeto, Venezuela. 32nd round pick in 2019 by the Milwaukee Brewers. Actually attended Florida Virtual School in Florida as the pitch is off the plate. Wes Kath, 1-0 is your count. It'll be Sanchez, Kath, and Colby Smelly due up in the order here in the bottom of the first inning for your Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-0. Big swing and a miss from Wes Kath. 1-1 is now your count. Sanchez, Kath, and Smelly. Wilfred Veras, DH, will bat fourth. Batting fifth is the first baseman, DJ Gladney, in the order for Guillermo Quiroz and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-1, bounced in the dirt and picked out by the catcher, Caro, and will move now to a 2-1 offering. Rest of the order for Kannapolis tonight. Second baseman Samuel Polanco will bat sixth as Kath cuts on the 2-1 and fouls it off, even now at 2-2. Bailey, the left fielder, will Logan Glass back in the ballers lineup after some time up with the Charlotte Knights in AAA. Batting ninth is Cabrera Weaver as the 2-2 is inside to Wes Kath. Count will now run full on the Scottsdale, Arizona native, number 6 overall prospect in the White Sox organization. 3-2 count, one out. Bottom first, here's the pitch from Figueroa. It's an off-speed pitch. Cut on and missed for strike three. Wes Kath is the first punch-out victim of the night for Jefferson Figueroa. Now two down, nobody on for Colby Smelly, the big cheese. Left to right in the outfield today for the Carolina Mudcats. It'll go Edbert Perez, Jackson Chorio, and Hendry Mendez in the infield. It'll go Carmona, Garcia, Vargas, and Silva. Behind the plate is Jefferson Caro. Smelly cuts on the first pitch, grounds it foul. 0-1 is your count. Colby Smelly launching a home run back on Monday on the July 4th ballgame. Actually, the first hit of the ballgame on Monday night in the fourth inning. It was a solo shot into left field in front of a sold-out crowd, the biggest crowd we've ever had here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-1 is just off the plate to Smelly. 1-1 is now your count. Jefferson Figueroa making another start. He is 0-4 with now a 5.77 ERA as the 1-1 is cut on and missed. 1-2 now on Smelly. Seventh start on the year for Jefferson Figueroa. 12th game appeared in on the season, all with the Mudcats. 1-2 fouled off by Smelly. We'll do another one at 1-2. Last time out for Figueroa, back on June the 30th. Four innings, one hit, no runs, two walks, and five punchouts. Had a dastardly month of June. Opponents batting just 195. Despite an 0-3 record against Jefferson Figueroa. 1-2 is off the plate to Smelly, now even at 2-2. Grand total on the year, opponents batting just 195 against Jefferson Figueroa, not a guy that allows a lot of base hits. 2-2, blooped foul down the right field line. First baseman and Silva's chasing after it, but he's not going to get there in time. We'll have another one coming at overcast skies today here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Some weather in the area. However, we have not seen a single drop of any wet weather here at Atrium Health Ballpark today. We haven't even had to put the tarp on today. Good man upstairs looking out for us as the 2-2 fouled off. Another one coming at 2-2. When there's baseball to be played, there's baseball to be played. You got to do it. You got to play some baseball, and the weather will adjust. 2-2 from Figueroa. Low and in the zone, and doesn't matter, though, as infield umpire Trey Jester says Smelly went around on the check swing. It is a strikeout for the big cheese, and that's two punch-outs in the bottom of the first inning for Jefferson Figueroa. We'll take a quick break. Head to the top of the second inning. No score still here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Mudcats going at it for the second time this week. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the second here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Tommy Summer, the lefty on the bump, will deliver the first pitch. It is right down Broadway. 0-1, your count now to Hedbert Perez. We followed in the order by Garcia and Cibrian. In the top of the second inning, still no score. Neither side has got on base either. We've seen quick 1-2-3 innings on both sides. Big swing and miss from Hedbert Perez. Quickly now 0-2. Perez, one of the multiple top 10 prospects in the Brewers organization on this Mudcats roster. Perez sitting at number 9, 0-2. Fouled off at the plate. Another one coming at 0-2. Of course, an update coming yesterday in the top 100 list in the MLB prospects. Jackson Chourio, the big mover, moving up from the 90s to now number 39 in the entire minor league system. 39th overall prospect in all of Major League Baseball is right here in Kannapolis as the 0-2 grounded past the third baseman Kath into left field for a base hit. Hedbert Perez is on base for the first batter of the ball game as that will be a base knock to lead off the second inning. That'll send up Eduardo Garcia. First base runner of the ball game is for the Carolina Mudcats. It is Hedbert Perez at first base with a leadoff single. Summer now with a runner on and nobody down against Eduardo Garcia, top prospect of his own at number 12 in the rankings for the Milwaukee Brewers. Summer's pitch to the righty batting Garcia is in the dirt, skipped down and picked out by the catcher Colby Smelly. 1-0 is your count. Left for Kannapolis today, Benjamin Bailey, Logan Glass, and Cabrera Weaver. Summer takes a long look over there at first base with the runner Perez. 1-0 lifted high and foul by Garcia. Another one coming at 1-1. On the base paths, Hedbert Perez, 7-4-11 on the year in stolen base attempts. Has the potential to use the speed over there at first. In the infield, it'll go Wes Kath, Wilbur Sanchez, Samuel Polanco, and DJ Gladney. Behind the plate is Colby Smelly for the lefty Summer. 1-1 grounded foul down the third baseline towards the Mudcats bullpen. 1-2 is now your count. Cibrian, the DH, awaiting on deck. He had the 3-run shot in the first inning on Monday night, giving the Mudcats the total of 4 runs in that first inning, and they have not scored a run since. 1-2 up and away on Garcia. 2-2 is now your count. Eduardo Garcia, one of the better bats in the order for manager Victor Estevez in the Mudcats all year, batting 270 on the year with 41 RBIs. Actually leading the team in that category is Eduardo Garcia. 2-2 is popped up in a shallow right field. Cabrera Weaver is going to have to charge in and make the grab. He'll call off Polanco, the second baseman who was coming out to cover. It is a F9 in the book for Eduardo Garcia. So now one down in the inning. One on and one out for Jose Cibrian. Jose Cibrian, 5'11", 175-pound, 23-year-old from Barquisimeto, Venezuela. International free agent signee in 2015 by the Milwaukee Brewers. He's actually the longest-tenured Brewers prospect on the Mudcats roster. Pitch is swung on and missed by Cibrian. 0-1 is your count. Tommy Summer has faced off against these Carolina Mudcats once already. 0-1 with a 1.80 ERA. 5 innings, he struck out 6. He did allow 1 run on 4 hits, though. Pickoff attempt to first, and now it's a pickle. Samuel Polanco, second baseman, has it. He'll flip it to DJ Gladney. It'll go down as a 1-3-4-3, a putout of the runner Perez. 1-3-4-3. Sounds like a passcode in an iPhone somewhere. 0-1 count, and now 2 down for Jose Cibrian at the plate. Good heads-up play by Tommy Summer to keep a close eye on the base paths. Of course, Hedbert Perez, one of the guys that can create some havoc on the base paths for the Carolina Mudcats. Pitch off the plate, 1-1 now to Cibrian. On deck is Gene Carmona, third baseman. He'll get his first look at Atrium Health Ballpark here in this ballgame, 1-1. Fouled off, another one coming at 1-2. Tommy Summer, a 4-pitch mix guy, fastball, curveball, slider, changeup for the lefty. Again, Carmel, Indiana native, spent 3 seasons as a starter at Indiana University with the Hoosiers. 1-2. Lifted in the air, center field. Chailing after him is Logan Glass. He made a couple of steps backwards. Now he'll come in and make the grab for out number three. So an unconventional 1-2-3 inning. And Tommy Summer so far has got one hit off of his arm. However, that is it. As the Mudcats will now take their turn in the field. Bottom of the second headed your way in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Still scoreless in Kannapolis. Wilfred Veras will lead matters off bottom of the second inning as he wastes no time, cuts on the first pitch. It's a pop-up in the infield. Second baseman Vargas will camp under it and make the grab. Four out, number one. It'll go down as a P4. One pitch, one out for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the second inning, Wilfred Veras is the first out. That'll send DJ Gladney to the plate. Gladney, the first baseman, will dig in for his first at-bat of the night. Last time out back on Monday as the pitch is up and in from Figueroa. His second inning of action, 1-0 is your count. Gladney, 0-for-4, they walk and 3 strikeouts on Monday night's ball game. 1-0 from Figueroa, big swing and a miss. 1-1 now. You got to hold your breath every time Gladney cuts on a pitch because either he's going to hit it 450 feet into left field or he's going to miss it, and he'll do it on the next swing. 1-1 is off the plate. 2-1 is now your count on DJ Gladney. Team leader in home runs with 14. Team leader in RBIs with 44. Is the first on the 2-1. Lifts it in the air right center field. After it is Mendez. He has it in his eyes, has it in his hands. Four out number two. It'll go down as a F9 in the book. Now two down. It'll send Samuel Polanco, second baseman, to the plate. Samuel Polanco will dig in his first at-bat of the evening against the righty Jefferson Figueroa. Polanco cuts on the first pitch, grounds it to first base. It's played well by Silva. He'll step on the bag for out number three, and that was a very quick bottom of the second inning. It's another 1-2-3 inning. Both of these sides having trouble finding the base paths tonight, but we'll head to the top of the third inning. Still plenty of baseball left. Take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, folks, only in minor league baseball do you see a frisbee catching dog in a middle of the inning promotion catch a frisbee and then promptly lay a deuce behind the shortstop in Wilbur Sanchez, who's looking backwards now trying to see if it's still out there in the outfield grass. 1-0 cap on Gene Carmona. Top of the third inning, we are scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Pitch is in there, 1-1 now. Tommy Summer back out for another inning of action as we are all absolutely laughing up here. What a time to be alive here as the pitch is off the plate. 2-1 is now your count. We absolutely just had a dog lay a number two out there behind the shortstop in Wilbur Sanchez. Had to be here to see it. 2-1, lifted in the air, left center field, Glass after it, Bailey after it as well. Warning track, he makes a grab, does Logan Glass. F8 in the book for the first out of the third inning. Gene Carmona is the first out of the top of the third inning. And will send it now to Jeremy Vargas, the second baseman. I'm telling you, only in minor league baseball do you see stuff like that. That is what we call a national treasure, folks. 381 feet, 100 miles an hour on that fly ball from Gene Carmona. Jeremy Vargas, second baseman, will now dig in. Tommy Summer, again, his third inning of action. The lefty from Indiana. Pitch in there, 0-1 your count. Again, a guy that's been racking up the strikeouts. He's still looking for his first one tonight. Mudcats have been putting balls in play, but the defense behind Summer has been very efficient. Pitch is off the plate, 1-1 now. Ballers in a straightaway defensive setup behind the lefty, Tommy Summer. Vargas at the plate, wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. Here's the 1-1. Fouls it off. 1-2 now the count. Ballers in the white tops tonight, white pants. Red Sox, anybody who's decided to pull them up. All blue caps with Boomer on the front. Some of our players as well rocking some pride-inspired accessories. Some socks, some armbands. 1-2 is in the dirt, picked out by Smelly. 2-2 is now your count. Mudcats tonight going with the red tops, gray pants, black socks. Anybody who's decided to pull them up. Going with the black caps, red brim with the Carolina Mudcats logo on the front with the catfish. 2-2 lifted high and foul by Vargas. Heads up in the right field terrace area. Another one coming at 2-2. Count, one out. Here's the pitch from Summer. Swinging a miss at the plate. He did not strike him out. They're going to go as a foul ball. See, from my vantage point here at Atrium Health Ballpark, my press box is a little off-center, so I did not see that it was a foul tip. I had the umpire and the catcher blocking me. 2-2. Grounded up the middle. Summer will play it to his right. He'll field it, fire, and retire. Jeremy Vargas, 1-3, ground out. Four out number two here in the third inning. That'll send it now to Luis Silva, the first baseman. First pitch to Luis Silva, the first baseman, is popped up in foul ground. DJ Gladney chasing after it. Does he have room? No, he does not. Lands in section 101 where a fan makes a nice one-handed grab. Count will move now 0-1. Sammy Summer, so far so good. He has faced the minimum so far here in Kannapolis. It's time called to the plate by Luis Silva. His first inning. His first action, I should say, this week here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Liner up the middle. Polanco will field the softly hit liner on a grounder. Throw to first in time for out number three. Another 1-2-3 inning. Tommy Summers had three of them all night. And we'll take it now into the bottom of the third inning. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Still scoreless. Ballers still searching for their first base hit of the night. 7-8-9, due up in the order, bottom of the third inning here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Mudcats are scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch from the righty, Figueroa in there to Benjamin Bailey is in there 0-1. Now an 0-1 count on Benjamin Bailey, the left fielder. It's all outfielders here in this half inning for the Ballers. 0-1, big swing and a miss. 0-2 is now the count. It'll be Bailey, Logan Glass, center fielder, awaiting on deck, and Cabrera Weaver, the right fielder, is in the hole. As for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, they will send those guys up 0-2. Grounded over to third, making the play is Carmona. Fired over to first in time. Four out number one. It is a 5-3 ground out for Benjamin Bailey with one down now in the third. That'll send it to Logan Glass, the center fielder. Logan Glass, Mustang, Oklahoma native, back in the Kannapolis Cannonballers roster after a couple of weeks up in AAA with the Charlotte Knights. Pitch is off the plate to Glass. 1-0 is your count from Jefferson Figueroa. Glass wiggling the bat over the right shoulder a lot more aggressively than he was a couple weeks ago when he was here. Pitch off the plate. 2-0 now to Glass. With the Kannapolis Cannonballers batting 137, he made it up to AAA, spent some time there, was batting 250 with a home run. Pitch is swung on a miss. 2-1 is now your count. Glass with his first at-bat here against the Carolina Mudcats in quite some time. Pitch is in there. 2-2, now your count. Glass with one home run here in Kannapolis. He's got three RBIs on the year. 2-2 from Figueroa. Swung and a miss on an off-speed pitch for strike three. It's a K in the book for Logan Glass. Now two down for Cabrera Weaver, the right fielder. Cabrera Weaver, born in Nashville, Tennessee. Raised in Snellville, Georgia. Now he's a Kannapolis Cannonballer. First pitch is right down Broadway. 0-1. Is your count. Weaver, two home runs on the year. He's getting off to a little better of a start in these last couple games than he had been earlier this year. 0-1 is cut on a miss. 0-2 now on Weaver. Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. Figueroa, here's the 0-2. Swung on and missed for strike three. That is now another 1-2-3 inning. Both sides have gotten three consecutive 1-2-3 innings here in the first third of action here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quick break. Head to the top of the fourth. Still scoreless between the Ballers and the Mudcats. You're watching and listening to Kannapolis Cannonballers Baseball on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the fourth in Kannapolis. Ballers and Mudcats are scoreless. Tommy Summer on the bump. He'll deliver the first pitch to Henry Mendez. It is off the plate. 1-0 is your count. It'll be Henry Mendez, Jackson Chorio, and Jefferson Caro due up in the order here for the Carolina Mudcats in the inning. 1-0 off the plate. 2-0 now the count on Henry Mendez. Last time up, a 1-3 ground out for Mendez. Again, the Mudcats with the only base hit of the night. 2-0 just off the plate. Count will move now 3-0 on Henry Mendez. And Tommy Summer, his fourth inning of action. From Summer. Fastball right down Broadway. 3-1 now the count. Mendez, another one of those top prospects in the organization for the Milwaukee Brewers. Sitting at number 15. 3-1, fastball, lower part of the strike zone. Count now runs full. Jackson Chorio waiting on deck. Top of the fourth, still scoreless. Tommy Summer is fourth inning of action, which is the bare minimum usually for his start. 3-2, grounded back up the middle. Man, Summer's been a busy night on the bump. Throw to first, and they're going to call him safe as the foot of DJ Gladney slides off the bag. It's going to go out as an E1 on the throw. Tommy Summer on the bump. So Henry Mendez reaches on an error from Tommy Summer, a throwing error. He'll send it now to Jackson Chorio, the center fielder. Summer with a long look over there at first. High and foul over everyone's head. Another one coming at 0-1. On the base path this year, Mendez 5-for-11. He's not been too hot, but he does have the speed. He does have the capability. Here's the 0-1. Before that, a quick check on the runner. Not in time. Another one coming at 0-1. We'll have to wait on it for Jackson Chorio. A scorching 316 on the year so far for Chorio in his 53rd game now with the Mudcats. 0-1 in the dirt, picked out by Smelly inside, 1-1. Chorio batting 316, 9 homers, 38 RBIs. Again, a big mover in the top 100 prospects list, moving up to number 39. In the MLB top 100 prospect list, according to MLB Pipeline. 1-1. Fastball up and away now. 2-1 on Chorio. Was talking about it the other night, how Sal Frelick and Joey Weimer were 1-2, and then Chorio was 3. Well, Chorio just hopped them both. Now the number one prospect in the entire Brewers organization. Summer will take a long look and deliver the 2-1. Swung on and fouled straight back. Another one coming at 2-2. Jefferson Caro, who is on deck, not far behind at number 6 in the Brewers organization. He is on deck. Again, runner on first, nobody out. Top of the fourth, still scoreless. Summer with a long look at first. Mendez, the right fielder, with a good lead. Summer will deliver the 2-2. Swung and missed at the plate. It will be a strikeout for Tommy Summer. Jackson Chorio is the first out of the fourth inning. Now one down in the inning. That'll send it to Jefferson Caro, the catcher. Jefferson Carroll, last time up, a ground out to the shortstop, Wilbur Sanchez. He cuts on the first pitch, fouls it off. 0-1 is now your count. Caro, again, number 6 overall prospect, top-rated catcher in the organization for the Milwaukee Brewers out of the NL Central. Pretty loaded farm system the Brewers have. A lot of talent, a lot of former Carolina Mudcats in their system as well. Making up runner is not in time. Another one will come in at 0-1. We'll have to wait on it. Sal Frelick, their number 2 prospect, completely skipped Carolina. Joey Weimer, of course. We know Joey Weimer and know him very well here in Kannapolis. He caused us a lot of grief last year. Summers 0-1. Fastball is inside to Caro, now even at 1-1. Garrett Mitchell, another top prospect. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. He's now actually with the AA Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers sitting at 36-38. What a loaded outfield they've got with Frelick, Weimer, and Garrett Mitchell. 1-1, lined foul by Caro at high exit velocities into the left field seating area. Another one coming at 1-2, heads up in the Wayne Brothers picnic area. Another high exit velo liner at 103 miles an hour, thanks to our track man over there, and David Knight, for getting me all the fancy numbers over here in the press box, Atrium Health Ballpark. Summers 1-2, swung on and fouled off. Another one coming at 1-2 on Caro. Everywhere you go in this Milwaukee Brewers organization, there's a ton of talent. AAA Nashville, their first place in the International League West Division, 48-30, led by Bryce Terang, their young infielder. 1-2 count, time called, the plate by Caro. Of course, we've talked about Biloxi and how talented they are. Flurry of former Mudcats from last year. Freddie Zamora, Felix Valerio, Abner Uribe. And then you go to High A with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, manager Joe Arault, who was here last year with the Mudcats. Now in Wisconsin with the Timber Rattlers. 1-2, lifted high and foul. We'll do another one at 1-2. Wisconsin, Tyler Black, Joe Gray Jr., Antoine Kelly, Xavier Warren, all guys we've seen here in Kannapolis with the Mudcats last year. They've moved on to brighter and better things. They can't discount the amount of talent in the White Sox organization, of course, though. But our boy Lenine Sosa, intimidator, as of recently making his MLB debut. 1-2, lifted in the air and towards the third base area. West Cat, third baseman, will call everyone off and make the grab in foul ground. Four out number two. It's a P5 in the book for Jefferson Caro. So now two outs, runner still on first for Heber Perez, the left fielder. Ballers saw another prospect added to their top 30. To their roster, we already had it. Cole Seamus, number 22 now in the top 30 prospects list per MLB Pipeline. So we saw Colson Montgomery moved up, the number one prospect. He's now in Winston-Salem. Grounder to short on the first pitch from Perez. It will be caught by Sanchez and fired to first in time. Four out, number three. 6-3 ground out for Heber Perez. So a threat is thwarted for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as Mendez reaches base to lead off the inning, and then three straight outs from Tommy Summer and the Ballers defense. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Wilbur Sanchez leads things off, bottom fourth inning. Pitch is up and away to Sanchez. 1-0 is your count. Sanchez, Kath, and Colby Smelly due up in the order here. Bottom four, still scoreless at Atrium Health Ballpark. Sanchez cuts on the 1-0, fouls it off. Another one coming at 1-1. Sanchez, Kath, and Smelly due up in the order against Jefferson Figueroa back out there for his fourth inning of action. 1-1 is blasted into left field. Chasing after it is Perez. He will move over, but the center fielder in it, Chorio, makes the grab for out number one. It's an F8 in the book. First out of the fourth inning. That'll send to Wes Kath, the third baseman. Wes Kath will dig in, last time up with a strikeout for the number six overall prospect, the top-rated prospect on the roster and the position players, the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Pitches away, 1-0 your count. Diving into the prospects tonight on the broadcast are we, of course, looking through the Brewers organization. 1-0 is up and in on Kath. That'll be now 2-0 your count. Of course, the Ballers hosting the number one prospect in the White Sox system for the better half of the first half. Colson Montgomery getting the call up after the end of the first half. Pitches away to Kath, now 3-0. Baller still with a flurry of talent. Nore Vera, the right-handed pitcher at number six in the top 30. 3-0. Fastball is upstairs. It's a four-pitch walk to Wes Kath. Ballers with their first base runner of the night. It is a four-pitch walk. They'll send it now to Colby Smelly. Smelly last time up with a strikeout. Now has a runner on and one down in the inning. Jefferson Figueroa has four punch outs through three and a third. Not too shabby from the righty for the Mudcats. Pitch in the dirt, and Caro's not going to get there in time. Kath will advance on the play. It'll go down as either a wild pitch or a pass ball. It'll go down as a wild pitch on a pitcher, Jefferson Figueroa, allowing Kath to advance on the play. So now runner in scoring position for the Ballers, and Smelly's at the plate still with a 1-0 count. Kath in there at second base, Smelly at the plate. Of course, a couple other games going on in the Carolina League tonight we're keeping a close eye on. Got to keep an eye on what the competition is doing. 1-0 is swung on and missed. 1-1 is now your count. Wilfred Veras awaiting on deck here in this bottom of the fourth inning. Still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Figueroa takes the peek at second with Kath with a decent lead there. 1-1. Lined into right field, right at the right fielder in Mendez, but it'll drop before a play is made. Advancing to third is Kath. Throw comes into the infield. It's a little wild, but still played well by Silva. Now runners on the corners. This is a station-to-station single for Colby Smelly. First base hit of the ballgame for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and that'll now be runners on the corners and one down for Wilfred Veras. Runners on the corners and one down. That'll force the Mudcats to at least play the corners in. As Veras, though he is likely not to, could lay down a bunt here. They will opt set up instead of moving the corners in. Veras' first pitch from Figueroa is right down Broadway. 0-1 is your count. Charleston leading Augusta 3-0, top of the third inning. Down at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark, the Fred Nats trailing the Lynchburg Hillcats 1-0. Top of the fourth up at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. 0-1 fouled off by Veras. 0-2 now the count. Bottom of the third in Delmarva, the Shorebirds are trailing to the Salem Red Sox 3-0. Ballers will head to Salem next week for a matchup of the Red Sox and number 10 overall prospect in the entire Major League Baseball system in Marcelo Meyer. 0-2 is off the plate to Veras. 1-2 now your count. One out. Runners on the corners. Ballers looking to get on the board here in the fourth. 1-2. Popped up in foul ground. Chasing after it is the first baseman in Silva. Will he run out of room? He will not. He will make the grab on the warning track in foul ground. Four out number two. It'll go down as a P3 in the book for Wilfred Veras. It'll send it to DJ Gladney, the first baseman. DJ Gladney 0-for-1 on the night with a flyout back in the second inning. With a prime opportunity here to put the ballers on the board first. Pitch is off the plate. 1-0 is your count. Ballers will have a date next week with Marcelo Meyer and the Salem Red Sox up at Haley Toyota Field. First time they'll have headed to Salem. As for the rest of the league, Columbia leading 3-1 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 1-1 is swung on and missed by Gladney. Figueroa on the bump, trying to escape the jam. Fayetteville Woodpeckers trailing the Down East Wood Ducks 2-0 over at Seger Stadium. Top of the third inning. No games in any sort of a postponement or a rainout tonight in the Carolina League. 1-1 is swung on and missed. 1-2. There is one game that did get rained out tonight in the Florida State League. The Tampa Tarpons and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles unable to get going tonight. They are rained out. 1-2. Off the plate to Gladney. 2-2 now your count. Of course, keeping an eye across low A baseball. Florida State League, California League, and Carolina League. Your three low A affiliate leagues. 2-2 count, two outs. Runners on the corners. Here's the pitch to Gladney. Swung on and fouled off. We'll do another one at 2-2. Figueroa trying to get out of this tight jam. Ballers are threatening here. They do have only one hit on the night. They do have runners on the corners here. 2-2 count. It'll remain. Figueroa with the blue glove. He'll set at the waist. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and lifted in the air. Left field chasing after it is Perez. He's not going to get there. Scoring the play is Kath. Headed for third is Colby Smelly. Throw will come in from left, and it's a stand-up RBI double for DJ Gladney. Ballers are on the board to lead things off here in the fourth inning. It is 1-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. RBI double from DJ Gladney, the RBI leader on the season for Kannapolis. 107-mile-an-hour exit velocity on the line drive into left field by Gladney. His 45th RBI on the air, his 13th double on the season. Good stuff from Big Red, as they call him in the biz. Now runners in second and third for Samuel Polanco. Figueroa now allowing his first run of the night. First pitch to Polanco is low and off the plate. 1-0 your count. Ballers strike first here in this fourth inning. They fell behind early in the series opener back on Monday, giving up four runs in that top of the first. 1-0. Fastball right down Broadway. 1-1 is your count. Since Monday night, though, after giving up four, this is now gone in a 12-inning shutout streak on the mound against these Carolina Mudcats. 1-1 from Figueroa. Swung on, lifted in the air. Right field coming in, but then moving out is Mendez. He can't play it well. Scoring is Smelly. Scoring is Gladney. Headed for second is Samuel Polanco. And it's a fluky, but it worky RBI double for Samuel Polanco. Back-to-back RBI doubles here in this fourth inning. Ballers are racking up doubles like a Wendy's 4-for-4 order, and it's now a 3-0 ball game here in Kannapolis against Smelly and Gladney scoring on the play. It'll send Benjamin Bailey to the plate with a runner on and two down in the inning. Ballers jumping out early here, 3-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. Much needed first strike for the Ballers as pitching coach Drew Thomas is going to go out and have a chat with Jefferson Figueroa as the Ballers already putting up a couple of runs here in this fourth inning. Trying to get some runs on the board and put the Mudcats behind. They have to face off against one of the better arms on the bump for Kannapolis and Tommy Summer, who has really not delivered that many pitches tonight. Summer at only 55 pitches through four innings. Not too shabby at all. See if he can stretch into the fifth or at least the sixth inning, perhaps. Now Benjamin Bailey will dig in. Polanco at second base. Ballers are looking for more. Figueroa back out on the bump. He's already allowed a couple runs in this half inning. Bailey will dig in. Last time up with a ground out to the third baseman in Carmona. First pitch from Figueroa. Fastball right down Broadway. 0-1 is your count. Bailey, the 6'4" outfielder from Vista Alegre, Panama, for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 0-2 with two walks on the evening. 0-1 off speed is down the middle. 0-2 now the count on Bailey. Logan Glass, center fielder, awaiting on deck. Bottom four, good guys lead 3-0 over the Carolina Mudcats, thanks to a couple RBI doubles. 0-2. Swung on, grounded weakly over to first base. Making the one-handed play is Silva. He'll scurry high to first base and step on the bag in time for out number three. But the damage is done. Kannapolis with back-to-back RBI doubles from DJ Gladney and Samuel Polanco, giving the Kannapolis Cannonballers a 3-0 lead here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Top of the fifth headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Eduardo Garcia will lead things off top of the fifth inning. First pitch is on the outside corner. 0-1 is now your count. Eduardo Garcia followed in the order by Cibrian and Carmona for the Carolina Mudcats. Tommy Summer will hop off the mound and take a bit of a moment for time. 0-1 your count on Eduardo Garcia. Summer will take a deep breath. 0-1. Off speed right down Broadway. 0-2, now your count. Garcia last time up flew out to right field for the first down in the second inning. Summer wiggling the glove on the mound. Here's the 0-2. Off speed, foul tipped straight back by Garcia. It'll remain 0-2. Summer is fifth inning of action. Only one strikeout in his first four innings. Only a high strikeout guy so far tonight. Not been his night with the strikeouts, but he has only allowed one hit. He'll kick with the right, throw with the left. 0-2, lifted high and foul. Another one coming at 0-2. Tommy Summers' only start of the year that he didn't produce at least six punchouts. Back on May the 19th against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, he allowed three strikeouts in four innings. 0-2 skips in the dirt, picked out by the catcher and Smelly. Another one coming at 1-2. Summer shakes off some signs. He will opt for a sign and deliver the 1-2. In the dirt again, and Smelly getting to 2-2. Eduardo Garcia, 0-1 on the night. 269 on the year with 8 homers. Again, another top prospect in this Brewers organization. They sent all the talent to Carolina. 2-2. Fastball just a bit outside. Count now runs full. Garcia, number 12 in the top 30. International free agent signee in 2018 by the Brewers. 6'2", 19-year-old. Lifts the 3-2 over to the shortstop, Wilbur Sanchez. He makes the play. Four out, number one. It's a weak L6 in the book for the first out of the fifth inning. That'll send it now to Jose Cibrian, the DH in the order for the Mudcats. Summers' first pitch to Cibrian. Big swing and a miss. 0-1 now your count. Looks like there is an arm starting to get loose for Carolina down the line. Summer in his fifth inning of action. So far, so good on the pitch count. 0-1 is up and away. 1-1 now on Cibrian. Summer at 65 pitches tonight. Still working about his normal velocity. Again, guys, as they get deeper into the season, can get deeper into ball games. 1-1. Fastball is just a little low to Cibrian and a little outside, as according to our track man. 2-1 now your count. Gene Carmona, third baseman on deck. Top five. Summer wiggling the glove. He'll deliver the 2-1 pitch. Grounded over to second base. Polanco makes a clean play. He'll sidearm it to first base in time. Four out, number two. It's a 4-3 ground out for Jose Cibrian, the DH. Now two down in the order for Gene Carmona. First pitch to Carmona, big swing and a miss. 0-1 now your count. Carmona last time up flew out in center field. Logan Glass making a nice play in center field. 0-1 from the lefty. Fastball is off the plate. 1-1 now. Summers 1-1 to Carmona is right down Broadway. 1-2 now. Tommy Summer one strike away from getting through five innings. Here's the 1-2 in the third. Well short of the plate. Smelly has to slide back there. Good thing that we have some good laundry machines down there in the clubhouse. 2-2 now the count. Chase Bumgarner, our clubhouse manager, will have to scrub those things white and pearly. By those, I mean the pants of Colby Smelly after he had to slide in the dirt. 2-2 pitch from Summer. Popped up foul ground. It will not stay in the playing surface. It'll end up in the seating bowl. Heads up over there in section 106. It lands back in the dugout suite. 2-2 now the count. Fan over there trying to make the grab. However, it did not end up being a nice grab. It ended up being a fluke. 2-2. Lifted in the air high and deep into left field. Benjamin Bailey is trailing back. Warning track just shy. The warning track makes the grab. Four out, number three. 1-2, three inning for Tommy Summer on the bump. Here in the top of the fifth inning, we'll head to the bottom half of the fifth. Ballers on top, 3-0 over the Mudcats. Quick break, we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Logan Glass, Cabrera Weaver, and Wilbur Sanchez do up bottom of the fifth. Jefferson Figueroa on the pump. First pitch is right down the middle for strike one to Logan Glass. 0-1 is now your count again. Jefferson Figueroa back out of the bump. His fifth inning of action. He's already allowed three runs here in this ballgame. 0-1 is lifted high and deep into left center field. Trailing back center fielder Chorio. He looks up. Warning track. Wall, it's out of here. Logan Glass, home run number two is a Annapolis Cannonballer. It's a fifth inning, and the Ballers now on top 4-0 over the Carolina Mudcats here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Logan Glass, second homer as a Baller, his third home run in the minor leagues this year. He hit one with the Charlotte Knights as well. He corks this one 427 feet off the bat of Logan Glass, 104 exit velocity. That'll send Cabrera Weaver to the plate. Figueroa's pitch. This one's unloaded on into right field. Trailing back is the right fielder Mendez. Back-to-back jacks for the Ballers here in this bottom of the fifth inning. Cabrera Weaver, solo shot. Ballers on top now, 5-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Good guys are pouring it on the Mudcats here in this middle inning stage. They put up three in the fourth and now two in the fifth. Back-to-back go the Ballers, and that'll send Wilbur Sanchez to the plate. 392 feet off the bat of Cabrera Weaver. See if Wilbur Sanchez can make it back-to-back-to-back. That would be fun. Ballers on top 5-0 now as Jefferson Figueroa shaking in his boots on the mound, I'm sure. Pitch is in there, 0-1 now to Sanchez. Weaver wasting no time. Back-to-back pitches, back-to-back home runs. Off the arm of Jefferson Figueroa. Sanchez lines this one into left field in there for a base knock. Headed to first is Sanchez. It's a single. Now for the Chispa, as they call him in the biz. That'll send West Cath to the plate. Ballers offense wasting no time in this fifth inning. Already getting down to business like a Tiesto song. That'll send West Cath to the dish. He is 0-1 on the night. Back-to-back jacks for the Ballers here in the fifth inning from Logan Glass and Cabrera Weaver. Weaver is third homer on the year. Pitch is low to Cath, 1-0 now your count. Ballers bringing the offense tonight. Certainly been producing here against Jefferson Figueroa. Check on the runner at first is not in time. We'll have to... Good pickoff attempt from Jefferson Figueroa. However, it is not in time. 1-0 count on Cath. Good lead at first for Sanchez. Runner going on the 1-0. Fastball to plate. It's a strike. Throw to second. They got him at second. It's a 2-6 put out of Wilbur Sanchez on a caught stealing. First out of the fifth inning. Sanchez just his sixth time being caught stealing on the year. Is the stolen base leader for the Annapolis Cannonballers. 1-1 count on West Cath. Here's the pitch. Low and inside. 2-1 now. Glass with the second homer on the year. Weaver is third. Ballers go back-to-back here in this fifth inning. They lead 5-0. Here's the 2-1. Cath puts a charge into this ball, but it is high and foul. Count will move 2-2 on West Cath. Cath knows a thing or two about home runs himself as he cuts on the 2-2, fouls it off into the catcher's mitt. That is strike three on a swing and a miss. His second strikeout of the night. Second time he has gone down on strikes for the second out of the inning as well. It'll send Colby Smelly to the plate with nobody on and two down. First pitch to Smelly, big swing and a miss. 0-1, now your count. Pitch to the plate to Smelly is just off. 1-1 now, count even. Wilfred Veras on deck, bottom five. Good guys on top, 5-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-1. Fastball just low and outside. 2-1 now. Smelly cuts on the 2-1, fouls it off. Another one coming to 2-2. 2-2 count, two outs, bottom five. Good guys on top, 5-0. Here's the pitch. Line sharply down the right field line. Will it stay fair? It will not. It'll hit off the siding of the right field terrace, and the count will remain 2-2. Smelly with a home run on Monday night. He almost contributes one there. If he was able to keep it fair, probably would have been out of here. Smelly with the blue batting gloves. He'll dig in. The bright blue Nike cleats on as well. 2-2 from Figueroa. Low and outside on a fastball. Count will now run full. Slowly starting to shift into the nighttime skies here in Kannapolis. 3-2 pitch from Figueroa. Grounded to third base. Routine play for Carmona. He'll take a step in and fire over to first in time. Four out number three. It's a 5-3 ground out, but a lot of damage done on offense for Kannapolis. Back-to-back jacks from Logan Glass and Cabrera Weaver. Can't even say their names right. I'm so fired up here in the broadcast booth. Led to the top of the sixth inning in Kannapolis. Good guys on top, 5-0. Quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Due up in the order for the Carolina Mudcats. Top of the sixth inning as Tommy Summer delivers the first pitch in there. 0-1 is your count. Vargas, Silva, and Mendez due up in the order. Ballers on top, 5-0. Tommy Summer pitching a one-hit shutout so far here in this ballgame at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-1 is off the plate and away. 1-1 is now your count. Summer sitting at just below 75 pitches on the evening. We'll probably see him depart after this half inning of action, as looks like, indeed, just perfectly on time. Bowen Plagey going out to get loose down in the Ballers' bullpen. Pitch is swung on and missed by Vargas. 1-2 now on the Mudcats' eight-hole man, and Jeremy Vargas grounded out in his first at-bat in the third. 1-2 from Summer. Lifted in the air right field. The right fielder, Weaver, and initially was trailing back, and he makes the grab now. Four out number one of the inning. F9 in the book for the first out. That'll send Luis Silva, first baseman, to the plate. Luis Silva, first time up in the third inning at a ground out. A lot of ground into contact, and it's been a lot of contact in the infield, keeping the Ballers infielders busy tonight. First pitch to Silva, fastball up and away. 1-0 now your count. Again, Bowen Plagey getting loose out there down the line for Kannapolis. Back on the roster for Guillermo Quiroz and the Ballers. He actually got sent up to the Winston-Salem Dash earlier this week as the pitch is in there. 1-1 now on Luis Silva. Plagey set up a couple of weeks ago. Now he's back in the roster for Kannapolis. 1-1. Big swing and a miss. 1-2 now on Silva. Batting just 160 on the year is Luis Silva. Listed as a catcher in the roster, playing first base tonight. 6 foot, 178-pound righty from La Asunción, Venezuela. 1-2 from the lefty, Summer. Off speed, swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Tommy Summer picks up another punch out on the night. His second one of the evening. He will probably not reach his 6 strikeouts minimum as he has normally done here in this season, but it is the second punch out of the night for Tommy Summer. Luis Silva down on strikes. It'll send it now to the leadoff batter, Henry Mendez. First pitch to Mendez. Broken bat, grounder to second base. Polanco makes a backhand stop, fires to first. It is in time. Out number 3 is a 4-3 ground out on a broken bat grounder. That will conclude matters. Top of the 6th inning. We'll head to the bottom half of the 6th frame here in Kannapolis. Good guys on top. 5-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. New arm of the bump for the Carolina Mudcats here in the bottom of the 6th inning. 6 foot, 160-pound righty, 20 years of age from Maracay, Venezuela. Wearing number 18, it's Miguel Segura on the bump. Here the second arm used tonight by the Carolina Mudcats. He'll have to face off against Wilfred Veras, DJ Gladney, and Samuel Polanco. First pitch, bottom 6 is in there. 0-1 is now your count on Wilfred Veras. Segura 2-1 with a 4.17 ERA, making his 16th appearance on the season as the pitch is off the plate. 1-1 now the count to Wilfred Veras. Again, his 16th appearance. He has made 8 starts this year for the Carolina Mudcats. 1-1 lifted high and foul by Veras. 1-2 now your offering. 54 innings pitched on the year for Segura. 49 strikeouts on the book for the righty. 1-2. Up and away to Veras. Another one coming at 2-2. His last time out, he did make a start back on June the 30th on 4 walks and 5 punchouts. He can go deep into ballgames. 2-2. Big swing and a miss on a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Wilfred Veras down on strikes for the first out of this 6th inning. Veras now 0-3 on the evening. That'll send things to DJ Gladney, the first baseman. RBI double back in the 4th inning. Got the party started for the ballers on offense. DJ Gladney, 1-2 on the night. First pitch from Segura, off speed pitch, low and away. 1-0 is now your count. We are able to close the book on starter Jefferson Figueroa. Not too great a night. 5 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs all earned, 1 walk, and 5 punchouts. 1-0. Fastball lower part of the strike zone. 1-1 now the count on DJ Gladney. 1 walk, not too shabby, but Segura in the ball game now as Figueroa, 76 pitches, and he allows two homers. Big swing and a miss from Gladney. 1-2 now the count. And back-to-back homers from Logan Glass and Cabrera Weaver in that fifth inning, giving the ballers some insurance runs. 1-2 from Segura. Fastball just away to Gladney. 2-2 now your count. And DJ Gladney, overwhelming fan favorite here in Kannapolis. Wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. 2-2, fastball again up and away. Count now runs full on DJ. Samuel Polanco, second baseman awaiting on deck. Ballers on top again, 5-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Segura's 3-2 offering. Fastball right down Broadway. Bring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Second punch out of the night. And as many batters faced for Miguel Segura. Two up, two down in the inning. That'll send Samuel Polanco, second baseman, to the plate. Samuel Polanco, an RBI double of his own back in the fourth inning. First pitch is low and inside to Polanco. 1-0 is your count. From looks like the catcher in Caro is going to try to get it. He will make the grab on the base path in between third and home in a foul ground. Four out number three. It'll go down as a P2 in foul ground. 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Miguel Segura. That'll send us now into the top of the seventh inning. We're in the back third of the ball game here in Kannapolis. Ballers on top, 5-0. New arm on the way is Bowen Plagey. We'll get you all the details in just a moment. We return on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the top half of the seventh inning as first pitch is swung on and fouled off by Jackson Chorio. 0-1 is now your count. New arm, it's a familiar face. He's back after a quick assignment to Winston-Salem. 6'2", 210-pound, 24-year-old from Jacksonville, Florida, product of St. Mary's College of Maryland. It's Bowen Plagey on the bump as Chorio cuts on the 0-1, fouls it off. Another one coming at 0-2. Plagey on the year, 1-2 with a 7.30 ERA. He has pitched in 24 and two-thirds innings for Kannapolis this season. Again, a quick assignment up to high A with the Winston-Salem dash. He found his way back to Kannapolis here today. Pitch is low and inside to Chorio. 1-2 is your count. We're in the top of the seventh inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Chorio, Caro, and Perez due up in the order. Ballers lead 5-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. Hard grounder on the 1-2 up the middle of the center field for a base knock. Jackson Chorio is on base here in this seventh inning. He is the first time he has reached base in this ballgame. Chorio produces only the second hit of the night for the Carolina Mudcats on a 100-mile-an-hour line drive up the middle. That'll send it down to Jefferson Caro, the catcher. Again, Ballers on top, 5-0 here in this top of the seventh inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. And Chorio, that leadoff single here in the seventh, only the second hit on the night for the Carolina Mudcats. We have been struggling against Tommy Summer and now Bowen Plagey. We're able to close the book completely on Tommy Summer. He is eligible for the victory should the Ballers hold on here. First pitch to Caro, right down Broadway, 0-1 your count from Plagey. Summer, 6 shutout innings, 1 hit and 2 strikeouts. That's it. A really quiet night on the bump for Tommy Summer, but a very solid 6 innings indeed. 0-1 from Plagey. Big swing and a miss from Jefferson Caro. 0-2 now the count. Caro 0-2 on the night with a ground out. Hebert Perez, the left fielder, awaiting on deck. Plagey, last time he pitched for the Ballers back on July the 1st against the Down East Wood Ducks over in Kinston. 0-2 off the plate, 1-2 now the count. 2 2/3, no hits, 1 run, it was not earned. 1 walk and 5 punchouts for Plagey. He did pitch twice against the Mudcats over in Zebulon back in late May. He had 1 really good outing and 1 really bad outing. It evened out. 1-2, up and in on Caro. Up in the hairs of his chinny chin chin. Count will move now 2-2. Caro, one of the top prospects in the Brewers organization at number 6. Hebert Perez, left fielder on deck. He is a top prospect himself at number 9. 2-2. Fastball, ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike 3 on the inside corner. Bowen Plagey picks up his first punch out and his return to the Kannapolis Cannonballers roster is the first out of the 7th inning. 1 on, 1 down for Hebert Perez, the left fielder. Perez standing with open stance. First pitch swung on and grounded foul down the first baseline. 0-1 now your count. Perez 1-for-2 on the night. He had the first base hit of the night for both sides back in the second inning with a leadoff single. And he was picked off caught ceiling on a 1-3-4-3 put out. Decent lead at first for Chorio. Runner going on the 0-1. Pitch to the plate is low and inside. Throw it a second. They do not get him. Jackson Chorio swipes second base. It is a stolen bag for the number one prospect of the Brewers organization. That is stolen bag number 9 on the year for Jackson Chorio. Now runner in scoring position for the first time all game for the Carolina Mudcats. 1-1 count, 1 down. Perez is at the plate against Bowen Plagey. Plagey pitching pretty well against lefties. Lefty's only batting 133 against Plagey. 1-1 lifted high and foul. Another one coming at 1-2. Little known fact on Bowen Plagey. I only know this from personal experience. He helped out with our baseball camp a couple of weeks ago. And we were actually long toss partners. He was throwing a knuckleball with me. And I said, Bowen, can you throw that in the game? He said, yes, but I haven't. So he can throw a knuckleball. 1-2, swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Hebert Perez down on strikes. Bowen Plagey picks up his second punch out of the seventh inning. Now 2 down, runner on second for Eduardo Garcia. As I was saying, Plagey does have a knuckleball. He does not utilize it, but one of these days he's going to. And I'm going to stand up here and I'm going to laugh. Kind of like I did earlier with that dog taking a deuce behind the shortstop in Wilbur Sanchez back in, I want to say, it was the third inning. Garcia cuts on the first pitch, lifts it high in there and deep into right field. It'll land foul. Down the right field line, it had the distance, but it didn't have the angle. As it lands foul over near our soft serve cart down the right field line, where I still have not gotten my soft serve helmet all year. Dairy is bad for the broadcasting voice. It's actually bad in general if you're talking, if you're singing, if you're just using your voice a lot. Dairy's not good. That and cold drinks. Dairy and cold drinks. So the combination of cold and dairy, that's ice cream. Can't really do it. 0-1, low and outside to Garcia. 1-1 is now your count. If you've ever been wondering what it's like, if you're at home and wondering what it's like to be a broadcaster, it's a lot of hot tea It's a lot of writing. It's a lot of talking about baseball and learning a lot of fun facts. Sometimes they're useless, but sometimes they're pretty useful. 1-1 is in there. 1-2 is now your count. Appreciate you tuning in on the broadcast, MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, the MILB First Pitch app. Dan Helody here, as always, bringing you all the action this year from Atrium Health Ball 2022. 1-2. Fastball is low and away from Plagi, now even at 2-2. Eduardo Garcia at the plate, 0-2. Got a fly out back in the second and a line out back in the fifth inning. He's got a runner on second and Jackson Chorio on deck. Would be Jose Cibrian. Here's the 2-2 from Plagi. Big swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Blowing Plagi gets through the seventh inning. Despite the leadoff single from Chorio, is a strikeout of the side. Strikes out Caro, Perez, and Garcia. Does Bowen Plagi. Good showing from the righty from St. Mary's College of Maryland. We'll take a quick break. Head to the bottom of the seventh inning after a quick stretch and a break on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll be right back. Good guys on top, 5-0. First pitch to the bottom of the seventh inning is a ball to Benjamin Bailey. Top bottom of the seventh inning, Ballers on top, 5-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. Segura back out on the bump, his second inning of action. As Bailey cuts on the 1-0 and fouls it off, another one coming at 1-1. Again, Segura back out of the bump, his second inning of action. He's got two punch-outs in that sixth inning. Bailey cuts on the 1-1 and foul tips it into the catcher's mitt in Caro. Another one coming at 1-2. Bailey, Glass, and Weaver, two up in the order. Here in this bottom of the seventh inning, again, Ballers on top, 5-0. 1-2, up and in on Bailey's chinny-chin-chin. Another one coming at 2-2. Logan Glass on deck with a solo shot back in the fifth inning. Him and Cabrera Weaver going back-to-back. 2-2 from Segura. Off speed, it slips out of his hand, and now count runs full as the pitch was up and away. 3-2 count, nobody out. Benjamin Bailey digging in on the night, 0-2. He's got two ground outs. Full count offering. Poked foul over everyone's head here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Another one coming at 3-2. Miguel Segura down to a 4.09 ERA with the clean first inning of work. 3-2. Fastball is low and away. Ball four. Leadoff walk here in the seventh inning. And Segura has allowed his first base runner of his outing. It'll send Logan Glass to the plate. Logan Glass will dig in. He had a home run back in the fifth inning, a strikeout in the third. Again, returning to the order for Kannapolis after some time spent in Charlotte the Knights. Wild pitch in the dirt. Gets by the catcher, Caro, but Bailey does not move, so it is just a ball. 1-0 now, your count on Logan. Buckner does not move. It is not a wild pitch or a pass ball or anything of that nature. It's just a ball. Bailey stays put at first. Not a massive speed threat over there as Benjamin Bailey has not attempted a stolen base all year. He does have a good lead at first. Glass at the plate, 1-0. Fastball right down Broadway. 1-1 now your count. Cabrera Weaver waiting on deck. 1-1 count. Glass wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. 1-1. Off speed up and in on Glass. Another one that looked like it slipped out of the hand of Segura. 2-1 now the count. Bailey taking a substantial lead over there at first. Again, he has not attempted a stolen base all year. Would be a good time to do so here. 2-1 lifted eye and foul by Glass. Now we'll have one at 2-2. Cabrera Weaver on deck, the 9-0 man for the Ballers. Again, 2-2 count, nobody out. Good guys on top. Segura takes the peek at first. 2-2. Grounded weakly to third base. Playing it is Carmona, and he can't make the play. It'll skip off his bare hand. It'll go as an infield single for Logan Glass. Now runners on second and first here in this bottom of the seventh inning. Infield single for Glass. Again, a tough play over there at third for Carmona. And that'll be 2-1 and still nobody out in the inning for Cabrera Weaver. First pitch to Weaver is off the plate. 1-0 is your count. Weaver tonight, 1-for-2 with a strikeout and a home run. Exact same tally as Logan Glass. Taking a peek at second is Segura. 1-0 up and in on Weaver. 2-0 now. Your solid first inning of action in that sixth inning. He picked up two strikeouts and a quick pop out. However, now he's in a bit of a tight spot. 2-1, nobody out. 2-0 count on Weaver, who's already got a dinger tonight. 2-0 up and in on the hands of Cabrera. Another one at 3-0. Wilbur Sanchez La Chispa on deck. Time called to the plate. Looks like Jefferson Caro needs to wipe some sweat from his catcher's mask. 3-0 count on Weaver. Slightly open stance, wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. 3-0. Cut on and fouled straight back. 3-1 now your count. Some dark skies looming over Kannapolis. However, we have not seen any weather tonight. It's just a little windy and quite a lot cloudy. 3-1 count, nobody out. Here's the pitch from Segura. Fastball is wide of the plate. It's ball four. It's not going to really matter as it's going to be a ball four. It's a wild pitch walk. Ball four, it's a walk. There's a pickoff attempt at home plate by Caro. He tried to throw it into first base to try to nab Logan Glass, who had a really substantial lead over there at first. The throw was wild, ended up into right field. Everyone was running around the base paths all frantic. But nonetheless, it's the second walk of the inning. Now Wilbur Sanchez digs in. Bases are chucked full of Ballers. Pitch off the plate from Segura to Sanchez. 1-0 is your count. Runners at every base here as Bailey's at third, Glass at second, and Weaver at first. Infield playing in. Here's the 1-0. Swung on, grounder to third. Diving stop, making the play. There is Carmona. He tags the bag at third, making the play. Throw to home, and they nab for the Carolina Mudcats. It goes down as a grounder to third base. Logan Glass is out on the force out, a 5-U, four out at number one. And then Bailey nabbed on a 5-2 put out for the second out. Cabrera Weaver is at second base, and Wilbur Sanchez is at first base on a fielder's choice. That'll send it down to Wes Kath. Whew. Our official score tonight in Mojo Morrison getting a workout over there. Runners at second and first base. One down. Here's the pitch to Kath. Just inside. 1-0 your count. It's a 5 unassisted and a 5-2 put out for a double play. 1-0 to Kath. In the dirt, picked out by the catcher, Caro. Count will move 2-0. You don't see that happen very often, a 5-5-2 double play. With the bases loaded. 2-0. Inside on Kath. Count now 3-0. Count on Wes Kath. On deck is Colby Smelly. Taking a peek at second is Segura. Here's the 3-0. Fastball inside corner. A get me over fastball. 3-1 now your count. Runner at second is Cabrera Weaver. At first is Wilbur Sanchez. Segura takes a long look at second. Kath at the plate. 3-1. Up and away. Ball four. It is the third walk of the inning for Miguel Segura. That can't be a good feeling if you're pitching coach Drew Thomas and the Carolina Mudcats. Now bases are loaded again for El Queso Grande. Well, Smelly had a home run on Monday night. Let's see if he can get another one here. Would be very timely. Ballers on top 5-0, but as always, they could use some insurance. Segura on the bump. Here's the pitch. Just off the plate on an off-speed pitch, 1-0. Smelly 1-for-3 at the plate tonight. Single in the fourth inning, a strikeout in the first, and a ground out in the fifth. As now time call, Jefferson Caro is going to come out and chat with Miguel Segura. So how do we get into all this mess? Well, leadoff walk to Bailey, a single from Logan Glass. There's two on. Weaver walks, and now bases loaded. And then a fielder's choice from Wilbur Sanchez. Grounder to third base from Sanchez. The runner is tagged there. And then a 5-2 put out of Bailey advancing to home on the play. So it's now two outs. Runners on second and first. Colby Smelly at the plate with a 1-0 count. Segura will dig in on the bump. Deliver the 1-0. Swung on, grounded up the middle. Played well by the second baseman Vargas. He'll underhand it over to second in time. Four out, number three. It is a 4-6 put out of Wes Kath at second base for the third out of the inning. That'll send us into the eighth inning. Good guys still on top, 5-0. They get bases loaded twice in the inning. However, can't capitalize for insurance runs. Nonetheless, good guys on top, 5-0. Take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. Ballers are six outs away from victory. Jose Cibrian will dig in for the Carolina Mudcats. First pitch from Bowen Plagey back out for his second inning of action is low in the dirt, 1-0. Now your count on Cibrian. It'll be Cibrian, Carmona, and Vargas, two up in the order. Plagey on the bump. Again, second inning of action. 1-0. Biggs looking at this from Cibrian. 1-1 is now your count. Cibrian 0-2 on the night. A fly out and a ground out in the second and fifth, respectively. Again, 0-2. Bottom four batters for the Mudcats, a combined 0-8 tonight in the ball game. 1-1. Fastball low and outside corner of the strike zone. 1-2 now the count. If he called, according to our trackman up here in David Knight. Nonetheless, count will remain 1-2. Time called to the plate by Cibrian. Plagey on the bump, looking to solidify his solid outing. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Plagey has now struck out his last four batters here in this eighth inning and dating back to the seventh inning as well. Cibrian down on strikes. Again, Plagey picking up punch out number four on the night. That'll send it to Gene Carmona, the third baseman. Plagey has struck out his last four batters. Gene Carmona will dig in. He's 0-2 with two flyouts on the evening. First pitch from Plagey. Fastball low and in. 1-0 is your count. Carmona, the third baseman, is first start on the series for the Carolina Mudcats. Switch hitter from San Juan de la Maguana, Dominican Republic. 1-0. Fastball low and in, 2-0 now. I definitely butchered that, by the way. Free agent signee in 2022 by the Milwaukee Brewers. Spent 2021 with the Aberdeen Ironbirds and Delmarva Shorebirds in the Baltimore Orioles organization. Did Gene Carmona, 2-0. Grounded up the middle, played at the mound by Plagey. It'll throw it first in time for out number two. A 1-3 ground out for out number two. It'll send Jeremy Vargas, the second baseman, to the plate. Now 0-2 on the night. Bowen Plagey and the Ballers picked up two quick outs here in this eighth inning. Vargas with a ground out in the third and a fly out in the sixth inning. Ballers pitching staff with Summer and Plagey have done exceptionally well tonight. Here's the pitch from Plagey. Fastball right down Broadway. 0-1 now your count. Plagey will set with a tan glove at his chest. 0-1. Big swing and a miss from Vargas. 0-2 now the count. Vargas, 5'10", 19-year-old from Marque, Venezuela. International free agent signing in 2019 by the Brew Crew in the NL Central, the Milwaukee Brewers. 0-2. Low and outside to Vargas. Now count will move 1-2. Ballers hold a 5-0 lead here in the top of the eighth inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's Ballers looking to even up the series at one game apiece for the victory tonight. 1-2. Fastball just inside to Vargas. Well, 2-2 now the count. Ballers will send the meat of the order. Veras, Gladney, and Polanco due up in the eighth inning. 2-2 count here on Vargas. Here's the pitch. Off speed, just a bit inside. Where did that one miss? Looks like it just a bit inside. My guess was correct. 3-2 now the count. Full count on Vargas. Plagey, deep breath on the bump. 3-2 pitch. Fastball, bring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Bowen Plagey strikes out five of his six outs here in his two innings of action. What a outing from a Bowen Plagey. That'll send batters into the bottom of the eighth inning in Kannapolis. Good guys on top, 5-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. Quick break, we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Wilfred Veras will lead off bottom of the eighth inning, and he lifts the first pitch. High and deep into right center field. Going back is the center fielder, Chorio. He looks up, and that ball is out of here. Wasting no time, a solo shot. Wilfred Veras, third home run on the night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And who else? It's Wilfred Veras. Home run number five in his last week of action. 408 feet, 100-mile-an-hour exit velocity from Wilfred Veras. This guy just will not stop hitting home runs on a hot streak of all hot streaks as of late. Veras, he's now 1-for-4 on the night. Ballers on top, 6-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. DJ Gladney, first baseman, will now dig in. Segura back out for another inning of action. First pitch is off the plate, 1-0 now the count on a DJ Gladney. 1-for-3 on the night with a double back in the fourth inning, an RBI double, I should say. 1-0 is off the plate from Segura, 2-0 now. Gladney 1-for-3 with an RBI on the night. Again, that fourth inning RBI double, doing a lot of good for the Ballers, 2-0. Fastball up and in on Gladney. He wanted to go after it, but he did not. 3-0 now the count. Veras with an opposite field at tank, his 12th homer on the year. 3-0 is low and inside, ball four. DJ Gladney on base for the second time tonight. Takes a free pass, and now all of a sudden, Ballers back in business. It'll send Samuel Polanco to the plate. Samuel Polanco, 1-for-3 on the night with an RBI double of his own in the fourth. Cuts on the first pitch, grounder to second base, making a diving stop is Vargas. He will field it and make it over to first in time. It's a 4-3 ground out for Samuel Polanco, first out of the inning. Advancing to second on the play is DJ Gladney, so it is now one out and a runner on for Benjamin Bailey. Benjamin Bailey is 0-for-2 in the night with a walk back in the seventh. Reaching base again is Bailey. Pitch off the plate is now 1-0. Bailey is now on base in 9 consecutive ball games. Reaching base in the seventh inning with a walk. He's got a runner on second with a 1-0 count against Miguel Segura. Pitch off the plate on the 1-0. Now 2-0 the count. Benjamin Bailey, the left fielder from Vista Alegre, Panama. International free agent signee by the White Sox back in at 2019. 2-0 from Segura. Fastball low and outside. 3-0 now on Bailey. A 2019 international free agent signee class. What a class it is shown to be for the Chicago White Sox. Producing Wilbur Sanchez, Wilfred Veras, Benjamin Bailey, among many others. Pitch in there. 3-0 now. 3-1 on Bailey. Miguel Segura, international free agent signee in 2019 as well by the Milwaukee Brewers. Runner at second is DJ Gladney. 3-1, fastball low and outside, ball four. Second walk of the inning for Miguel Segura out there on the bump. Now 2-1 and one down for Logan Glass, the center fielder. Time called, and it'll be a mound visit now for Miguel Segura and Chad. Now 2-1 and 1 down in the inning for Glass, the center fielder. Pretty good night at the plate for Glass. Multi-hit game, 2-for-3 now, with a RBI coming in the form of a home run in the fifth inning. Glass now with 2 multi-hit games with the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in 2022. First pitch from Segura, off speed right down the middle for strike one. 0-1 now the count, 73-mile-an-hour breaking ball from Segura. Ballers out hitting the Mudcats by a wide margin tonight, 8-2. They lead 6-0 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch from Segura. Popped up in foul ground. Who's got it? Looks like the first baseman Silva is going to go after it. He will make the grab for out number two. It's a P3 in foul ground in the book for Logan Glass. Now 2 down in the inning. That'll send the 9 old man Cabrera Weaver to the plate. We're approaching 2 hours of game time here in Kannapolis as Cabrera Weaver will dig in, and he's got to adjust his equipment. Now we'll have the first pitch on the way. Miguel Segura again. We are now at 2 hours of game time. Bottom eight, ballers on top, 6-0. 2-1 and 2 down. Here's the pitch from Segura. Off speed right down the middle for strike one. 72 mile an hour on that breaking ball. Segura working a big difference in that breaking ball to his fastball. He was sitting about low 90s with a fastball and low 70s on a breaking ball. Big difference. Pitch in the dirt, 1-1 now the count on Cabrera Weaver. Weaver's got a home run in the fifth inning, a walk in the seventh, and a strikeout back in the third. Weaver reaching base here in this ballgame twice. He was 0-for-4 last time out with two strikeouts back on Monday. Here's the 1-1. Swung right field. It is trailing foul, and it will be in play, though, as Silva, the first baseman, will go over and make the grab for out number three. Another P3 in foul ground, and that concludes matters here. We are through eight in Kannapolis. Ballers need three more outs to clinch victory here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. One-two due up in the order here, top of the Owen Plagey looking to finish off the save. Hard grounder over to first. DJ Gladney stabs at it with a glove. He'll make the play for a 3-U putout of Luis Silva, the nine-hole man for the Carolina Mudcats. One pitch, one out. Top of the ninth inning, two outs. Ballers are two outs away from a victory. Silva looks like he will close the night 0-for-3 on the evening. Back to the top of the order now in Hendry Mendez, the right fielder. Reached back in the fourth inning on an error. Is two ground outs otherwise. Plagey again would get the save if he's able to close this one out. He has gone, he would go three innings. Tommy Summer in line for the victory. First pitch is off the plate to Mendez. 1-0 is your count. Starter and Figueroa would get credit for the loss for the Carolina Mudcats. Should Kannapolis hold on here in this top of the ninth inning? Plagey on the bump will take a deep breath. 1-0. Swung on, grounded to shortstop. What a play by Wilbur Sanchez. He throws to first. It's in time. What a stabbing effort at short by Wilbur Sanchez. 6-3 ground down in the book, but the book doesn't know justice. A 100-mile-an-hour exit velocity grounder to short by leadoff batter and Hendry Mendez. Nice play at short by Sanchez. That'll send it now to the center fielder, Jackson Chorio. Ballers one out from victory, and they got to face off against the top Milwaukee Brewers prospect in their organization. Plagey's first pitch is off the plate, 1-0 now to Chorio. jumping up the prospect list to number 39 in all of Major League Baseball is Jackson Jorio. 1-for-3 tonight with a single and a stolen base in the seventh inning. 1-0 from Plagey. Fastball inside corner. 1-1. Now your count. Jackson Jorio, man, making us all feel old up here. 6'1", 18 years of age, born March the 11th of 2004. Man, yeah, no, I feel pretty old up here. Maracaibo, Venezuela native. 1-1 is off the plate from Plagey. Now 2-1. International free agent signing in 2020. Brewers, he spent 2021 in the Dominican Summer League. He actually opened the year here with the Dominican Summer League and then was assigned to the Mudcats in May. 2-1, blasted high and deep into left field. Going back is Bailey. He looks up, and it's out of here. It's on the berm. Well, the Ballers were one out away from a 6-0 shutout victory, and Jackson Jorio spoils the fun here with a solo shot in the top of the ninth inning with two outs. It is his 10th home run on the year. That is now a 6-1 ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Jorio, 10 homers on the year now. That'll send it to Jefferson Caro, the catcher. 366 feet, 92-mile-an-hour exit velocity off the bat of Jackson Jorio. And will now send it to Jefferson Caro. 0-for-3 on the night. Here's the pitch from Plagey. Grounder back up the middle. Played perfectly by Polanco. Throw to first, and that is your ball game. Final score here in Kannapolis. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 6-1 here in Kannapolis. Ballers are back in the win column. They are now split in the series 1-1 with the Carolina Mudcats through two games. Winner tonight, Tommy Summer gets the victory. Six very clutch innings of work. But when Plagey ends up getting the save, he does allow the home run by Jackson Jorio. But Ballers only give up three hits from the Carolina Mudcats all night. A really efficient work on the mound by the Kannapolis Cannonballers pitching staff. On the other side, Ballers offense really did a lot of damage tonight, putting up three runs in that fourth inning. Back-to-back RBI doubles from DJ Gladney and Samuel Polanco. Back-to-back homers in the fifth inning from Logan Glass and Cabrera Weaver. And then a solo shot from Wilfred Veras in the eighth inning, giving the Ballers six runs on eight hits. Carolina with just one run on three hits. We'll take a look at some of the notable performances for both sides before we send you on your way here in Kannapolis. Again, final score tonight, Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 6-1 is your score. Ballers, we'll take a peek at their stats first. 1-for-4-9 for Wilbur Sanchez. 1-for-4-9 with a homer for Wilfred Veras. Gladney 1-for-3 with an RBI double. 1-for-4-9 for Samuel Polanco with two RBIs is Samuel Polanco. 2-for-4-9 for Logan Glass, the only multi-hit performance on the night. 2-for-4 with a home run in that fifth inning. Again, really good work on the bump by the Ballers. Six innings of work from the starter, Tommy Summer. Shutout, six innings. One hit, no walks. Big number for Tommy Summer and the Kannapolis Cannonballers starting rotation. No walks and two punch outs. Bowen Plagey, three innings, two hits, one run. It was earned. It was a solo shot here in the ninth inning from Jackson Jorio. And then five punch outs. We'll head and take a quick break. We're going to do a post-game show live here from Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, Trevor, will I need one of those sparkly jackets so people can see me up here in the broadcast booth, Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 6-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Tommy Summer, the winner on the bump. He's now 4-5. Figueroa gets the loss. He's 0-5. Bowen Plagey earns his second save on the season. does Bowen Plagey. Good night all around by the Kannapolis Cannonballers, putting up 6 runs on 8 hits. Mudcats getting just the 1 run on a Jackson Chorio solo shot in that 9th inning with 2 outs. We'll take a peek at some of the notable performances for both sides. 1-for-4 night for Wilbur Sanchez from the leadoff spot. 1-for-4 night for Colby Smelly. Wilfred Veras with a solo shot in that 8th inning. 1-for-4 night off of Miguel Segura. 1-for-3 night for DJ Gladney. An RBI double in that 4th inning, putting up 3 runs in the 4th inning was Kannapolis. 1-for-4 night for Samuel Polanco with 2 RBIs. Again, back-to-back RBI doubles in that 4th inning, giving Kannapolis the early lead, and they didn't look back at all. Only multi-hit performance night for the Ballers tonight was Logan Glass, 2-for-4 with a home run in the 5th inning off of Figueroa. Again, he is our 5-star transmission and total auto care star of the game in tonight's victory for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And finally, when definitely not without going out mentioning, Cabrera Weaver, 1-for-3 with a solo shot. Glass and Weaver going back-to-back in that 5th inning like a Drake song. Yep, I went there, folks. It's all good. Tommy Summer, your victory winner on the bumps. 4-5 now on the year. His ERA now dips below 3 at 2.78. 6 shutout innings, 1 hit, no walks, and 2 punchouts. It's just the second time all year Tommy Summer has started a ball game and not struck out at least 6. I mean, at least he got the victory. 6 shutout innings. Really great work from Tommy Summer onto the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bowen Plagey coming in and getting the job done with his second save on the year. 3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run it was earned. It was that solo shot in the 9th inning by Jackson Chorio. No walks and 5 punchouts for the righty of Bowen Plagey, who's back after a quick trip up to Winston-Salem to spend some time with the Dash. On the other side, Carolina Mudcats only able to muster 3 hits on the night. Multi-hit night for Jackson Chorio, 2-for-5 with that home run in that 9th inning. Again, Chorio jumping up the prospect list to number 1 now in the Milwaukee Brewers organization. The only other hit of the night was back in the 2nd inning from Heber Perez, 1-for-3 night at the plate for Perez. On the other side, on the pitching for the Carolina Mudcats, Figueroa, 5 innings. He does earn the loss. 6 hits, 5 runs all earned, 1 walk, and 5 punchouts. And then Segura, the only other arm used, 3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned. 5 walks and 2 punchouts against Segura, allowing 5 walks in 3 innings. Ballers putting up the insurance run in that 8th inning on a Wilfred they were able to get off of Miguel Segura. Hope everyone had a blast here at Atrium Health Ballpark tonight. A really quick game tonight. Just a little over 2 hours here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll do it all over again tomorrow night, Thursday, here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 7 o'clock, first pitch. Righty Hunter Dollander, 1-0 with a 4.22 ERA, will get the start. On the other side, Stephen Cruz, 3-2 with a 3.83 ERA, will get the start for the Carolina Mudcats. Ballers move to 7-4 with a victory tonight. Mudcats drop to 6-5 on the second half. Ballers are firmly locked in at second place in the Carolina League South Division here in this second half. From all of us here in Kannapolis, Atrium Health Ballpark, Dan Elodie up here in the broadcast booth saying thank you as always for tuning in here at Atrium Health Ballpark, as well as the MILB.TV stream, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, as well as the MILB First Pitch app. I will leave you, as I always do, speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Again, final score. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. It is a big victory for Kannapolis, 6-1 here on a wonderful Wednesday evening at Atrium Health Ballpark. Still plenty of baseball left on the year. We'll do it all over again here tomorrow night. Hope you're able to join us here at the ballpark or online. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time. Have a great one, everyone.